Welcome to the Rush Hour podcast for Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price at Chemist Warehouse. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day. The Rush Hour. Gus Warland, Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor. This is the Triple M Rush Hour. Rush Hour.
G'day, Gus here from the Rush Hour. We are back on Monday, but in the meantime, here are our unaired chats with supercar legends. Today, it's Scafey.
Hey, guys, very well, thank you. Looking forward to Bathurst. Obviously, lots going on.
Yeah, we've just been talking about that, the fact that the crowds are back and COVID's behind us and, you know, there's just so much to look forward to now and so many Triple M listeners. Of course, it's part of their holy grail of the year in sport.
It certainly is. I often call Bathurst the Stop the Nation Day in Australian sport because although you might not sit around and watch the whole day, people come in and out of it all day. There's a lot more people that aren't welded on petrol heads that watch that race. They're people that are interested in car racing, but it's, as I said, it's a Stop the Nation Day in Australian sport, and we love the grand final status that it has.
Scafey, who's a favourite in your eyes? Obviously, Shane Van Gisbergen's had an incredible run this season, but Chas Mostert obviously won last year.
Yeah, look, it's very, very open. One of the great things about Bathurst is, you know, the simplest things can go wrong. You can have a $2 part cost you a day. You can have a flat tire. You know, there's always weather condition differences there. There's crazy stuff that happens. And one of the things that we don't sort of often talk about enough is that although it's 1,000 Ks, for the first four or five laps, it's like the red mist descends. Everyone thinks it's a 10-lapper, right? So the crazy stuff that unfolds at the start, but I think to your point, Van Gisbergen and Tander are going to be very, very hard to beat. I'm looking forward to seeing Jamie Wincup with Brock Feeney, but there's also lots of Mustangs that are going to be in contention with Cam Waters and Anton DiPasquale and Will Davison.
Mate, what I love about it is there's a lot of scallywags in and around racing, but just the people, when they're going to Bathurst, you see them, they're so excited about it, and, you know, they're packing, you know, two or three trailers deep. What's been the most bizarre thing you've seen in and around Bathurst?
Oh, look, there's a couple of things. I mean, I like the regulation. Now, you're only allowed to bring one slab of beer in per day per person. Yeah. That's really contained it, you know. But the merchandise sales are the things that go absolutely mad. I mean, honestly, on site, people are so – motorsport fans are so avid. They're so into, you know, what actually goes on at that weekend. It's, you know, there's 7,500 campsites at the place. Mm, 7,500 campsites. Roughly 40,000 people are there all the time. It becomes like a little community. I can tell you there's some wild tattoos and some interesting apparel. So it's pretty full on.
Now, we hear your dulcet tones all the time now, mate. How are you feeling about that? Is it this time of year, sitting here with Jude and Wendell, now it's close to final times in the AFL and the NRL. They feel like they want to get out there and play. Do you feel that as well, perhaps, that you want to jump out of the commentary box and get behind the wheel again?
It's the only event of the year that I feel like that. You know, yeah. When I drive into town and I go and do a lap at the track, you know, Peter Brock used to say that great racetracks have got consequences. And when you drive people for the first time across the top of the hill at Bathurst, when you're doing, say, 200 kilometres an hour, and there's a fence next to you, you can't see around the corners, there's a lot more rise and fall. It's just such an unforgiving, incredible racetrack, and it's got such great tradition. So to your point, I get there each year and I drive around and I go, what a cool racetrack this is. And, yeah, probably the only time of the year I feel like even though I'm an old bloke now, getting a crack at that place is pretty special.
Mate, we cannot wait for it. We cannot wait to hear your dulcet tones, as we said. But, you know, the big race, the race that stops the nation all day and all weekend, actually, with all the other races as well. Mm. So thanks for joining us, mate. We've always loved you here on Triple M and we appreciate your support.
All the very best. Thank you.
Cheers, thanks, mate.
Thanks for listening to the Rush Hour podcast for Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price at Chemist Warehouse. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.